Welcome back, everyone, to the channel. Tonight, I am bringing you three different spooky tales, starting off with this possible true hellhound encounter, a sighting of which I hope to never experience personally. Then, we have this barking dog that never stops barking at this man's shed in the tree line in his backyard when there's nothing there. Then lastly, strange, incredibly weird-looking lights in southern Jersey. Stay tuned. If you're new to the channel, subscribe, click on that bell, and smash that thumbs up and tell a friend. A possible hellhound encounter. This is my first time posting on Reddit. I don't much care for the karma, or whatever it is, I just want to share my story of something that happened. I was walking down the road, stopped at a GameStop to get a gift card to add funds to my account, after I had decided to get some smokes and a couple shooters to get me on the way. It was cold, and Fireball whiskey sure warms me up. I downed the first two of my Fireballs. Nice and buzzed, I went on my path home. I didn't bring my car because I liked the walk, been doing it since I was 14, now 22. I walked down this sidewalk. I say it was around 6. It was getting dark because it was November in Colorado. I was minding my own business, happily buzzed, smoking a cigarette. Then I see this big black dog turning the corner at the end of the sidewalk. I froze. I felt like I had been doused in cold water. Mind you, this is the very same year I got bit by a pit bull on an errand to get some Gatorade for my friend when he was severely hungover, etc. So I don't really fear dogs, but was very wary of them. This damn thing sent chills all over my body. This overwhelming urge to just run away crept over me. Something about the way it stared straight at me, through me. I ran away, cut through a plaza that was on my right through the shops, just scared. I didn't run because it sends dogs running, but I walked as fast and far as I could till I reached the end, near a bank the whole time, this feeling of being watched, like turning off the lights and running up the stairs in fear of dark. I'm usually not superstitious, but at that moment I swear I had just ran into a damn hellhound. The first thing I remembered, my Mysterious Fives video on hellhounds, and that dog matched everything. From the piercing eyes to the damn size, the ragged black fur, this thing scared the living daylights out of me. I still play that scenario in my head even after the bus. Mind you, where I was, it wasn't a bad area. It was pretty well kept, as it was a banking food area, so there should not have been a stray dog. The thing that gets me is that the dog was long gone when I looked at the area that I'd first seen it in, with no possible owner or caller. Even thinking about it gives me chills. I always thought it could have been an omen. Probably I'm just too reaching at straws. But I heard if you see a hellhound, it's basically impending doom if you run into it 3 times. I have had my fair share of close calls living the way I have, but I had never felt such fear as I did walking the rest of the way home. It sounds cliche, but I see that dog turning that corner every time I close my eyes. P.S. I wrote this while I was drunk, so please excuse the bad grammar. My dog keeps howling at the damn shed. I wasn't sure where to share this story. I figured this sub was fitting. I haven't told anyone I knew in real life yet, so you were all pretty much the first people to hear about this. For the past few weeks, my dog has been howling every time I let him outside. It started to drive me up a wall, because it doesn't seem like he's howling at anything in particular except for this old shed, which I assure you, I've checked multiple times for ghosts, dead animals, and anything else I could think of. There's nothing inside it but rakes and boxes. I thought maybe there was some sort of critters around, but I was confused as to why he wouldn't be barking at the fence or the tree. There's plenty of bushes surrounding my backyard for any small animal to hide in, but it's always the shed that he barks at. I got so tired of it, I started taking him on walks whenever he needed to be let out. I couldn't stand the insistent howling, and I'm sure the neighbors couldn't either. Somehow, that made things worse. He started to scratch at the door frantically, even after I took him on a walk. He would sometimes even howl or bark to be let out, which he rarely does. I ended up shutting myself in the room and blasting music to block out the noise. He had already gone to the bathroom, so he wouldn't have an accident in the house. He was just being ridiculous at this point. I called up my neighbor a few times to see if I could stay at his house, maybe bring my dog with me, but he didn't answer. I tried knocking on his door too. After the fourth day in a row with no response, I figured he was probably on vacation with someone, even though his car was in the driveway. He must have been picked up or something. I was a bit annoyed he couldn't even answer my calls, though. My dog only acted weirder as the days went by. He stayed by the door when he was asleep, and scratched at it when he was awake. He wouldn't even step away from it to eat his food. It's almost as if he was trying to show me something. Out of curiosity, I opened the door again to see if maybe something different would happen. He went to the exact same spot, right next to the shed. I scuffed and followed him, but stopped as soon as I got there, noticing that there was a pungent smell coming from the shed. A mix of rotten eggs and garbage, but worse. I covered my nose with my shirt, holding my breath, and slowly reached my hand towards the handle, opening it a crack, then halfway, then all the way. It looked the same as it did every day before. I shifted through a few of the items inside for what seemed like the 10th time, but found nothing. What was even weirder is that the smell was gone. For a moment at least. As soon as I stepped outside the shed, it came back. I nearly gagged. It was strong. I couldn't figure out the source of it either. I assumed it had to be a gas leak, so I quickly went back inside and motioned for my dog to follow me. He didn't.
"Ah, damn it,"
I groaned. "Just stop." I grabbed him by the collar. He didn't budge. I tried to pick him up, but he growled. That was the first time he had shown any sign of aggression since he was a puppy. I stepped away. The rotten egg smell continued to fill my nostrils, so I decided to leave him there and go inside. As soon as I closed the door, the howling started again. I grabbed an old gas mask hanging up on my shelf, put it on, and went back outside, cursing under my breath. I went inside the shed one last time. I noticed a sledgehammer leaning against the side, which gave me an idea. My dog couldn't bark at the shed if I smashed it apart. It was made of plywood and was worn down from years of bad weather. I could easily destroy it. I picked up the hammer, which took about 2 tries after being thrown off by the weight of it, and started slamming it into the walls of the shed. The wood immediately splintered. This finally caused my dog to stop howling for a moment and backed up a few feet. I continued the swing until a hole was formed, and then I ripped off the first wall, which was surprisingly easy. I went for the door next, aiming for the hinges. It nearly fell on top of me and I had to collect myself for a moment. I was down to the last 2 walls. I hit the roof from underneath and quickly stumbled backwards as the remaining parts of the shed collapsed. Rats scampered out from random directions, and I swatted houseflies out of my face. I felt every ounce of blood drain from my face as I saw what had been behind the shed. On the ground, there was a pair of garden shears. And above it was my missing neighbor, skewered like rotisserie chicken on my metal fence. His skin was completely blue. My sledgehammer clattered to the ground and I kneeled over in shock and disgust. My dog ran towards my neighbor's remains and howled until his voice cracked, only stopping to bite a piece of skin off of his arm. I let out a blood-curdling scream, scrambling to my feet, grabbing my dog and sprinting inside. I think he ate the chunk of meat before I entered the door. Chiso! I ripped off the gas mask and looked at the phone, pretty much hyperventilating all the while. This all happened about a week ago. The cops cleaned everything up. I was questioned, but too stunned to speak. And they ruled it as an accident on my neighbor's part. I covered the back door with the black cloth. I'm never going out there again. I'm moving out of this house, or killing myself, not sure which one. The image has been flashed in my mind ever since I saw it. I've only just gained the courage to put my experience on paper. My dog still howls at the door. Strange lights in the trees of Brendan T. Burns State Forest, Pine Barrens, New Jersey. I'm from South Jersey and spent a lot of times in the Pine Barrens camping, hiking, off-roading in my Jeep. I started spending more time at Brendan T. Burns State Forest over the past few years because of the off-road trails. There's a lake called Packham Pond along one of the main roads in the park, and it's a great place to go and park to look up at the stars. Something of note is that this state forest is very close, approximately 15 miles from Joint Base McGuire Fort Dix. To get right to it, I've seen strange, unexplainable lights in the trees in different areas of the forest. The first few times were while parked at Packham Pond and stargazing. I noticed small lights that would sometimes flicker or stay stationary just between the tree line, easily mistakable for stars. I didn't think much of it until I realized that during the daytime, the tree line was high enough that there was no way I could have been seeing stars through the thick foliage. I brought my wife with me the next time specifically to try to show her these strange lights, and sure enough, they were there. Not in the same spots, they seemingly moved. 2 years later, and I had went camping on Thanksgiving Eve with my old friend, and the park was pretty much empty because it was 30 degrees. All night long, I could see the lights in the trees, below the tree line. They perplex me. I have no clue what they are. I can't find anything online about this, so I think I need to do my own investigation. I don't know what to think of them except possibly some sort of light being or fairies. That sounds ridiculous to say, but they seem paranormal in nature. Anyone have any ideas about what these are? Anyone have any similar experiences in the Pine Barrens or anywhere else?